From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is time to fire up the Bartometer, which for the last year and a half has been a fun segment. I use my AI and it helps me create a list. Yeah, I mean, if there's an AI tool to do that, all right, that's not taking away anybody's job. It's just a resource tool. It's like looking at an encyclopedia. Yeah, that's good. I'm getting a little worried, as I've been telling you, about what AI is going to become. And by the time you're as worried as me, it may be too late. I just don't know what jobs are going to be around. Although, I was talking about this with some other sports radio buddies, and the point was, yeah, maybe AI can take over sports radio, but can anybody be as mediocre in my takes as me? Can AI be as, like, the Indiana Pacers are destroying my livelihood, and I'm not even a Knicks fan, like me? No. AI can be great, but it can't be mediocre. And I think that's where humans have a chance. With that being said, it does help me with this segment, so I will use it tonight. The list for tonight is which quarterbacks face the most pressure in 2025. However you want to view pressure, I left it open to interpretation. It could be, are you going to lose your job? It could be, do you make a lot of money and you can't suck? It could be, have you been good in the playoffs? Or the regular season, rather, and not the playoffs? Where does the pressure lie? Now, really, about 26 out of 32 quarterbacks probably fall into some level of legitimate pressure. But the Bartometer is giving me the top eight. At number eight, is going to be a guy that I think if you were to scratch out a list like this on a napkin, you might forget about. That's Bryce Young of the Carolina Panthers. He was the number one overall pick in 2023 and has been overshadowed already by CJ Stroud. A 4-20 record in his starts, benched last year for Andy Dalton, only really got the job back because Andy Dalton got in the car accident. And he's okay. He did show promise at the end of 2024, but overall he was the 30th ranked passer in the league. The Panthers have given him weapons. Last year, this year, they are trying to help him succeed. He's got to cement himself as the cornerstone of that organization because they pulled the trigger quick on him last year. And now with all these weapons, you know, you got to make sure you get it done or they will be looking elsewhere in a year's time, especially if they're atop the draft again with a quarterback-friendly draft coming out in 2026. Bryce Young at number eight. At number seven, you know, at some point, we need to start to see Kyler Murray win some football games. This guy had a 5-year contract, $230 million. His career record's just 36-45-1. Last year, he had a league-worst 31.9 passer rating in the fourth quarter. He's got weapons in Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, but Kyler is supposed to be the weapon. Remember, the Cardinals drafted a quarterback in Josh Rosen, and then the next year could get Kyler Murray, so they didn't care about what capital they spent. They thought, this is your guy. They don't care about all the money that it takes to retain these guys. They thought, this is his guy. When we talk about quarterbacks and how it's not about, are you worth $55 million? It's about, hey, it's your turn. Your time is up. Do we feel like you're good enough? Then other options we could find. And we always say in most cases, yeah, teams have to do that. And then we say Daniel Jones. You know, the Giants shouldn't have given the $40 million a year to Daniel Jones. But sooner rather than later, we're going to have to start extending that to Kyler Murray. Because he hasn't been a great investment either. So I think there's some pressure on him. Bart O'Meter agrees. Kyler Murray, the Cardinals at number 7. And number 6. Quarterbacks with the most pressure next season. I may have personally kept this one off the list because I don't think the pressure is from him or on him in a natural setting. I think the Colts are jerking him around too much. Anthony Richardson, he's the number 4 overall pick in 2023. He's had some injuries. He sat out that play, which is like the worst thing that's ever happened, I guess, in football, the way that it was treated. And also, they signed Daniel Jones. Here's the pressure with Daniel Jones. Every quarterback that is up for should you be the starter can beat out Daniel Jones. He is the benchmark of a guy that should give you just enough competition that you can beat out. And not to, you know, have him catch strays on two different guys in this list. But that's where there's like a Daniel Jones line. We call 200 batting average the Mendoza line. The can you beat this guy out in camp is the Daniel Jones line. Big investment, big opportunity, big chance and big pressure for Anthony Richardson. At number 5. So I hate to do this again, but Daniel Jones is going to catch some more strays. As we bring up Trevor Lawrence, could be higher on this list. It's a 5-year, $275 million contract. But what is he really? He was not the number one quarterback coming out of college. What I mean by that, how I should rephrase that, is he was the number one quarterback coming out of college. He wasn't playing like one. But he got a pass because of the dysfunction that he's had to deal with all these different coaching changes throughout his tenure, whether it's Urban Meyer, Doug Peterson. Regardless, in his first 60 starts, his career stats are almost equal to that of Daniel Jones. 200-yard difference, pretty much the same pass TD interception ratio, completion percent around 63-64 for both, passer rating 85 for Trevor, 84-3 for Jones, record for Trevor Lawrence 22-38, record for Daniel Jones 22-37-1. Trevor Lawrence, now with more weapons, Travis Hunter included, we got to figure out that you're the guy in Jacksonville. Otherwise, Liam Cohen's going to go shopping in next year's draft as well. Although, they gave up that first-round pick, so even more pressure for this to work. Number 4. And probably the best guy on this list, and his contemporary in Josh Allen, not. I'm talking about guys that keep getting to the playoffs but lose by way of the Chiefs. Well, the Bills have been losing by way of the Chiefs. The Ravens have been losing by way of the Bills. Lamar Jackson's a 2-time MVP with a 70-24 regular season record. His playoff record's 3-5, and it only gets amplified every time that he's in the playoffs. And it only gets amplified when you win more MVPs. I'm telling you, when you win more MVPs, you almost like want to stop winning MVPs until you win a Super Bowl. Because then it just kind of looks worse. Like, how are you so good then and not when it matters in the playoffs? So there's an immense amount of pressure on Lamar Jackson to not deliver in the regular season. We know he can. We know he will. He's got to do it in the postseason. At number three, this one might sneak up on you, but that's Justin Herbert of the LA Chargers. 0-2 in the playoffs, including being the quarterback when they lost to Trevor Lawrence in a game they were up 27-0. Not a good performance then. A really bad performance with four interceptions against Houston. What kind of playoff quarterback is he? Now, Jim Harbaugh is bringing a more run-oriented scheme. And he, Herbert, was, remember when Jim Harbaugh had some options? Where's the best place for him to coach? Well, it's got to be the Chargers. Well, why? This isn't good. That's not good. That's not good. But they got the best quarterback. Look, who's to say that J.J. McCarthy doesn't win over favors in Minnesota? Harbaugh doesn't want his guy. Who's to say that maybe just Herbert's not the guy? I believe that the Chargers have about 3 years to build a team that will get to the Super Bowl, and each year they're going to try to find pieces that are more Harbaugh's guy. Now they're changing things up at running back with Najee Harris and then Hampton out of college. They've been changing things on the line. They've been changing things defensively. Could they change things at quarterback? We don't think so, but Harbaugh's, he's got to see a winner out of Herbert at some point. I do think Herbert kind of skates under some criticism too. At number two, most pressure for a quarterback 2025, another guy that signed a big deal, it's Tua Tagovailoa. 4 years, $212 million. Kind of surprised that they did give the extension with all that health concern. Remember, he had those two concussions in a week, three overall that we are aware of. And many cries for him to never play football again. And now everybody got their content for the week out of the way then and have moved on. He's efficient when healthy, but he's got to stay healthy. Also, the playoffs, they just do not look good. It's the whole team that doesn't look good, but he's a part of it. They need a big return on their investment. Otherwise, the Dolphins are going to be a team that's going to need to be looking to move on from quarterback. There's a lot of pressure on Tua. The Dolphins can't go 8-9 forever. They're a much better team than that. We think they have a much better coach than that. And it's going to be a matter of, well, what's going to go first if it doesn't work out this year, the coach or the quarterback? He's getting a lot of money, but I tend to think the quarterback may be the one to fall on the sword. And then at number one, that'll be Caleb Williams. Seth Wickersham book notwithstanding, Caleb Williams not only has being a Bears quarterback working against him, which in some way does take the pressure off because everybody goes there to die as a quarterback career. Actually, I mean, his stats last year, 3,500 yards, 87 passer rating, 62% of his passes, 20 touchdowns, 6 picks, rushed for nearly 500 yards. He's a better quarterback. He was a better quarterback, even in the pros, than I think we're giving him credit for. One of the problems is the guy that got drafted number two is Jaden Daniels, and he has taken the reins upon the best quarterback of that class, similar to Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. And Caleb, you got your weapons last year. Okay, that wasn't enough. Now you got your offensive line, and you got the right coach. There is expectation on the Bears. There is pressure because of that expectation. Caleb Williams comes in at number one on this list. According to the Bartometer, which is still happy to pump out lists before it does the unthinkable, at number eight, quarterbacks with the most pressure, Bryce Young. Number seven, Kyler Murray. Number six, Anthony Richardson. Number five is Trevor Lawrence. Number four, Lamar Jackson. Number three, Justin Herbert. Two is Tua. And one is Caleb Williams. Plenty of other guys could be on this list. Brock Purdy signed a big deal. Josh Allen needs to win in the postseason. Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, new faces, new places. Jordan Love, you got to live up to the contract. Dak Prescott, same thing. Even C.J. Stroud had a down year compared to the year he had the year before. So just because you're not on this list doesn't mean you're not facing a pretty good amount of pressure. That's what happens when you're the quarterback for an NFL team. That, my friends, is another edition of the Bartometer. As long as we're running on Windows 95, I feel like we won't have much to worry about.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.